Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WFHR's morning show. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got a bunch of great things lined up this hour. Terry and I are going to dive in some entertainment news a little bit later. We're going to help you with some of those household things. We got some dusting tips. And how many of us are drinking water when we should be, as much as we should be. Grocery shopping tips. We got a bunch of different stuff we'll get into before we wrap up the hour. But it's a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means. We like to kick things off with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Denise is in with us right now. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks a lot for asking. I appreciate you being here today. I know we had a couple of notes we wanted to get to before we mention our pet of the week. Where'd you want to start?
Yep. Well, big news. Two things. We are opening our front doors to the public starting today.
Yeah.
So they won't have to go along the side of the building. They can come in the normal entrance, and it's long overdue.
Other news, wonderful to hear.
We have a contest coming up. Our big dog that was on the roof, he's going to go back up somewhere, but we are going to name him, and that's going to be a fundraiser. Thank you to James for that idea.
No problem. I'm happy to help.
Details coming soon on that one.
I cannot wait for that. That's an awesome idea. Yeah. I was just about to say that's an awesome idea, but that sounds a little self-aggrandizing. But I really do genuinely like the idea, and I love that dog there.
He's also going to submit James as his entry.
Yeah, might. Or maybe Jimmy. No.
That might work. I like James.
It's a great mascot over there. It's a great note, and whether it makes you think of the Humane Society. Even when you're just driving past and you may not be stopping by or something like that. And that's always a good thing to keep it in your heart and your mind and all. And, of course, we want to talk about the Southwood County Humane Society's Super Spring Spectacular coming up over at Bullseye Golf Club. That's right around the corner.
It is. Next weekend, Saturday, April 12th, 10 to 2, Bullseye Country Club. Come on down.
Going to have raffle baskets, some food down there, kids' games, music, and a lot of other things. I imagine some of the animals will be able to be down there, too.
We're going to try to bring at least one cat and one dog. We'll see what we can do. But it is a free event, open to the public. Come and check it out.
And Denise, say that I'm seeing some of the animals or even our Pet of the Week here online, and I want to go over to the Spring Spectacular and maybe ask about those. It's a great way to be able to do that in person, I would think.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, better than, because our dog room currently is not open to the public. It will be in the near future, but right now. So if you need information, that's a great place to get it.
And, you know, nowadays with everything accessible on our phones and stuff, say that you pull up one of these dogs, like Arrow. Or the kitten Arrow, or cat Arrow here, and you pull that up, you have it on your phone, you can just go ahead and ask Denise or any of the staff, hey, I've got Arrow here I'm interested in, can you tell me a little more about her or something? And it's a great way to be able to do that.
It is, and we will have a couple of dog room ACTs, the animal care technicians, on site for the Super Spring Spectacular. They know the dogs inside and out, so they'll be happy to answer any questions.
While this event has evolved and grown over the years, it's still one of our favorite ones, in major part because there's not a whole lot of ways for us to be able to impact the Humane Society with events like this.
Right.
So when you guys have them, we want to show up, we want to be a part of them. And then you mentioned that you're having it at Bullseye. You cannot find many better locations for these kind of things. A big shout out to Bullseye Golf Club. And you talk about businesses that put into their community and host for their community so well. We really appreciate that.
Yes.
Got a lot of great sponsors a part of this one. A big shout out to every one of them. And keep in mind, I mentioned those raffle baskets. It's got a chance to win one of three door prizes. That is always very cool.
Yeah, we got some pretty good ones, too. One of them is a bow, like the weapon or
thing.
That's being put together right now. So we have some pretty good prizes to be raffled off.
I would say since I was a little kid watching Robin Hood, I have wanted to learn archery. I mean, I would have to if I won that, right? I mean, you kind of have to learn that.
Yeah.
I'm trying for that.
Thank you.
And we encourage you to compete with me and try for it and meet us over there at Bullseye Golf Club Saturday, April 12th, 10 to 2, the Super Spring Spectacular. Wonderful opportunity to find out more and to impact your Southwood County Humane Society and help with the great work that they are doing over there. And always appreciate you guys and the work that you're putting into our community. It's I think, again, Terry and I were just talking last segment about silver linings and that. I know that the last couple of months have been very tough for you guys over there. I do think one of the silver linings that has come of that is this community has been reminded of how much you guys do and how the impact you make in this community.
Yeah, and this community is just, we are so blessed to have the constant support of the community proper and then all the surrounding townships and villages. Just, we are blessed. And thank you so much for your patience through all this construction.
Shout out to the workers over there, too, the construction workers doing a great job over there. We appreciate them. Denise, I have made the audience wait long enough. Who is our pet of the week?
Dyson. Dyson came in as a stray. He's a 3-year-old neutered male. He is white and with a couple of darker black gray spots. He is like a terrier mix. He's a big boy, but not, you know, they say large breed, but he's not your typical, you know, Mastiff or Great Dane size. He's a little smaller than that, but he's friendly. He's got a little bit of puppy charm yet, but he gets along with people and other dogs as far as we can tell. If you're interested, schedule a meet and greet.
You know, one of the things that I just love and value so much about animals, are not like, they're not like us in so many ways. Like, I'll try to take a picture of myself. I could take 80 of them, and I'll maybe pick one that sort of looks okay or whatever, and I'm trying so hard to maybe look cool or whatever it is. Animals just do. Like, oh, picture? All right. And Dyson here just smiling. Just there is no putting on airs. What you see is what you get. Dyson's just got a big old goofy smile on his face. I want to take him home right now.
Yeah, he's a big goofy guy. That's him in a nutshell right there.
And with Goofy, you could take Sweet. Right. You know, it looks like a kind animal, sweet dog. Beautiful ears, too.
Yeah,
like,
he's,
I like those
gorgeous
ears. Nice coat, a very interesting kind of a cute shiny coat and everything to it. And Dyson has been there for a little bit?
Just a little bit, not too long. He came in as a stray recently. We've had a lot of strays come in, unfortunately.
Yeah. Dyson, it would be a wonderful match for the right match and the right home and everything, and just looking for that forever home. If you don't mind, you guys, I would like to take the note just to be able to mention dogs like, or animals like Dingo, who's been there 130 days, or Freedom, who's been there 121. Yes. There are a number of different animals that have been there for quite some time.
Yes.
And while I'm telling you 121 days, we all know the time goes a lot faster for these animals. You can double that for them.
Right.
And, you know, this is just bringing this up to mention to people that these dogs in particular, or these animals in particular, really could use that home.
And
encourage people to, you know, it takes the right animal for the right family. But to give these dogs and these animals maybe a shot first and just give it a chance and see.
Absolutely. You never know. And it as much as good a care as we provide, the shelter is not a place for any animal.
Yeah.
Because they just, you know, there's so much stress and chaos. We want to get these animals in loving homes. So.
Yeah, and it is our place on the food chain to be able to do these things and be able to help out where we can. And certainly, even if you're not, you don't care that much about animals, helping the Humane Society is helping yourself, helping your community, helping your taxes, all of the above.
Yep.
So we greatly appreciate you all out there being a part of things with the Humane Society. Again, one of the great ways you can help out is certainly dropping off food or kitten litter, things like that, Denise?
Yes, correct. Yep, we can always use food. We can always use litter of all sorts. The clumping, the non-clumping.
Yeah.
We go through a lot.
If people want to drop things like that off, what's the best way to do that? Call ahead?
Call ahead or just come by when we're open. There's usually somebody there when we're not open. So if you give a call and you're in the area, if someone answers the phone, we're absolutely happy to help you out, help you unload, things like that.
And make plans for the Southfield County Humane Society's Super Spring Spectacular going on at Bullseye Golf Club Saturday, April 12th, 10 to 2. We'll meet you over there. And keep in mind, if you want to reach out to them, find out more about Dyson or any of these great animals over there, give them a call, 715-423-0505, or you can email them, office@swchs.com, and stop on by when you can at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Be on the lookout for that dog naming contest. That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. That's going to be great. Looking forward to next week already, Denise. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We will take a quick time out. Terry and I will be back with more show coming up, The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, 80s style. Terry okay. and James hanging out with you.
No question. Definitely shoulder pads.
Yeah, yes, definitely, definitely.
Probably like the king of shoulder pads.
Could be. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I completely back you on that statement, definitely. Real quick, want to send a shout out to Denise and all of our friends over at the South Oconee Humane Society. Appreciate them joining us. Be sure to join us every Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour, right at the top of the 9 o'clock, where we have our Pet of the Week from the South Oconee Humane Society. And imagine if we were saying, South Oconee Humane Society, Pet of the Week, brought to you by Acme. That could be your business. That could be your business right there lined up with the nonprofit. And whatever you spend with us, you're going to, man, you cannot put a price on good PR. You cannot put a price on working with a nonprofit. Like our good friends over at the South Oconee Humane Society, encourage any of you businesses out there to buy local, support local as well. We support you, support us, and the Humane Society at the same time. It's a win-win-win. Go ahead and give our front desk a call, 424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with that. And get you a part of the team.
I've not heard of Acme for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Didn't realize they were still making explosives and things.
I am old.
It's a good flashback.
The reviews, talking about 80s kids and everything, Terry, the tributes are pouring in. I couldn't think of the word tribute. I apologize. Tributes are pouring in for Val Kilmer right now. And there's been a lot of great conversations, a lot of actors coming out talking about working with him. Interestingly, as much as there was a point in Val Kilmer's career where he was, quote, difficult to work with or whatever, that was Hollywood talk for we're done with him, we're blackballing him. But side story, that's interesting to me because the main people that have been coming out, along with, of course, other actors that he worked with, are directors. Virtually every director that he worked with has come out of the woodwork to say, we miss this guy. This guy was great. He was a once-in-a-lifetime talent. As great as his career was, playing Batman, Jim Morrison, all these different things, Val Kilmer really actually missed some years there because of him being blackballed by Hollywood and not being given opportunities and everything. So I think that this is interesting and at the same time a little late. You know?
I was going to say, it is nice and appreciated probably from those closest to him. But yeah, it's like, why? Well, isn't it kind of like that very often when are memorialized? Oh, yeah, it's like, well, why didn't you tell them?
This ain't the first or last.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, why didn't you tell that person when they could still hear it?
One of the actors that I have grown up loving, again, 80s kids, of course, is Kurt Russell. I just have always enjoyed Kurt Russell and his work. Whether we're talking about Escape from L.A. or New York, or we're talking about Overboard.
Oh, I was just going to say, I love Overboard.
I will, if that movie's on, I will leave it on for a little bit.
If
every
I'm flipping
time.
Through, yeah, every I always time. Stop.
I don't know why. Just one of those movies. I love him and Goldie Hawn together for one.
Yeah.
And anything Goldie Hawn, I will stop and watch. Private Benjamin, any of those. But I bring this up because Kurt Russell had maybe one of the more noteworthy tributes and mentions of Val Kilmer. Those two became very close filming Tombstone, both very similar styles of acting and approaches to it, where they took the craft very seriously, but also when the cameras are off, we're gonna get along. We're gonna have fun. This is a chance. Theater kids. And theater kids, if you've worked in a play before, you know what I'm talking about there, where if you're fortunate, and every play you do, you make a new family. And you make new friends. And those are people that stay with you the rest of your life. And when you're on a film set, it's you have theater kids on that set. On a business set, on a set where time is money and everything is money related and all that. So I find it interesting when actors can really find those bonds and they continue. And Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer working on Tombstone together remain friends throughout their lives. And one of the things that you do in theater is you get the director a gift or you get your fellow actors a gift. Well, Kurt Russell told us about the gifts that Val Kilmer and he got each other, and they're a little dark, but fitting if you put yourself into their heads doing these characters. Val Kilmer is playing Doc Holliday. Side note, better than anybody's ever played the character. I actually played it accurately. Almost got himself in a, or actually did get himself in a hospital bed because he was trying to look like a tuberculosis person and everything. And then Kurt Russell played Wyatt Earp. Better than anybody has ever played Wyatt Earp in human history. By far and away, did an accurate portrayal of Mr. Earp. So those two worked together, and Kurt Russell, along with saying how much he was a legend at what he was and did and everything, and how much he is going to miss Val Kilmer. He revealed that they exchanged gifts after the film wrapped, and they are a little dark but kind of cool. Kurt gave Val a burial plot in Boot Hill Cemetery in Tombstone, Arizona.
I was just there like a year ago. Ooh, isn't
really?
That funny? Yeah, we went to the cemetery, and we even went to the cemetery.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I am jealous of that. I got to check that out. It's, of course, famously the resting place of several famous old Western figures.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did you get a chance to see the tombstones themselves?
Oh, yeah, because you get a little directory, like it's a little booklet, and it tells you, so if you just follow the rows... You know, it tells you who they all are and kind of the little, maybe the little folklore around it. You know, like said to have whatever, you know, this happened or that happened or, it's cool. It's a neat little place.
My Nana Papa went to, had friends in Arizona, so they went there almost every other summer. And the only, nothing against Arizona, but the only interest I've ever had in going to Arizona is doing what you did.
Yeah, and
like,
so.
That's awesome.
And
that's,
then when we were in Tombstone, you know, too, it's like you're on, there's stagecoaches running. Yeah. It's still the dirt, you know, roadway and horses and the saloons.
Awesome.
And yeah, it's pretty cool.
So yeah, Kurt gave Val a burial plot in Boot Hill Cemetery, and Val gave Kurt a plot of land overlooking Boot Hill.
Wow.
Kurt said, quote, Doc Holliday was all about death, but Wyatt's all about life. I guess that is pretty much says it all.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's a well done, like it's almost as if what would Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday give each other?
Actually give, yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. And I appreciate him sharing that, as a lot of us are going to miss Val Kilmer. I've been missing Val Kilmer for years, though. He hasn't really been able to work. He wasn't able to work for a long time because of the cancer and some of the things that he was fighting through.
You know, I thought it was actually kind of cool how they, you know, gimmicky or not, but I thought it was cool how they worked him into the new Top Gun.
You know, I do this with maybe more than any other actor, and especially of his stature. You know, Tom Cruise is one of those lines in the sand for me where you really... I don't have a difficulty separating the man from the work. But there are times where he does things like that, where it's not the actor Tom Cruise doing good things. It's just the human being Tom Cruise. And you get kind of a little bit of a sliver of... I'm sorry, what he might have been like without Scientology. You know, I'll just say it. You know, come at me, attorneys, all you want. I got a whole family of attorneys. I stand by that statement. And I think that things like that, where he goes out of his way. Val Kilmer was not written into that script for a reason, because he was sick. He couldn't talk.
But it was cool.
I
liked it.
Just like Tom Cruise stood on his laurels and was like, I'm not releasing this film on streaming. When that new Top Gun came out, of course, we couldn't go to theaters or anything. He held on to that movie until we could get back to the theaters, and we all saw what happened from that. I mean, he almost single-handedly brought people back to movie theaters. Like, you got to give him credit where it's due. And him going out of his way, and he literally talked Val Kilmer into doing that. Val was like, no, nobody wants to see me.
But they really worked it in really naturally and really well.
Yeah. And because of that, we got at least one more time getting to see Val Kilmer act. And I give Tom Cruise credit for that.
Yeah.
Because that was not a producer thing. That was not something he did that for a friend. He did that. And I think to be true to the story, I don't know that the movie would be the same without that moment.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think it was good on all levels.
Okay, let's go back to Tombstone, Arizona. So you know, the other cool thing that we did when we were there. So when you get there, you can see they do it multiple times a day, but a reenactment at the OK Corral.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, like, it's pretty cool.
God, I got to get over there and check that out. I've got to get over there and check that out. It has been almost 10 years since Ellen Pompeo appeared in Taylor Swift's star-studded video for Bad Blood. As a lot of the Swiftie people out there know, Taylor is a Grey's Anatomy fan and has a cat named Meredith Grey. On yesterday's Jennifer Hudson show, Ellen shared another example of Taylor's generosity. At the time, Ellen and her husband spent a lot of time volunteering for children's hospitals in L.A. She explained that there's an underfunded program where music is made for babies in the NICU using the voices of their parents. Side note, that's awesome.
That is way awesome.
I have not heard of that before. That gave me goosebumps.
That's really cool.
Well, quote, I asked Taylor, could you write me a big old check for children's? And she knew me all but 20 minutes, and that girl wrote me the biggest check without blinking an eye. And it's just one of these things
that's really cool.
That's really cool about Taylor Swift. That actually, you know, really one of those things that I don't think she gets enough credit for. She does a lot of stuff like this.
Oh, yeah, this isn't isolated.
But everybody wants to talk about who she's dating. Mm-hmm. And look, she's made money off of that too. And she has leaned into that a little bit, just to be fair. But while she has leaned into that, she could have just as easily leaned into things like this and put it on her gram and all that stuff. She doesn't do that. She just does it. She just writes the check. You have to be able to give credit in both sides of these things in life. I could not sing one beat of a Taylor Swift song for you, but I do think that you have to give credit to these artists when they do these things.
You know, that whole babies in the ICU, right? I mean, the parents are there as much as they can be, and of course you want them to associate that voice, but to actually record it and have it be the parents' voice singing the lullaby and stuff, isn't that really cool?
It hits the heart. That's just beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah. And one more story I wanted to get to before we wrap up our entertainment section. Remembering how Kelly Clarkson took an unexplained hiatus from her talk show last month, a report said it was for, quote, personal reasons, but that there was no cause for alarm. Well, now there are multiple sources claiming that Kelly wants out of her contract and she wants to get out of the business altogether, really. She allegedly wants to leave when her contract with NBC ends next year to spend more time with her kids. She shares an 8-year-old son and 10-year-old daughter with her ex-husband. And one source says, quote, Kelly's number one priority is her children. The show is grueling. It's a whole lot of work. And they hear that Kelly would like to spend more time down south.
So what's wrong with this?
I think that this, now for some people are going to hear this, and I think some people are going to, you know, especially people in the industry, are going to look at it like, well, she's, how could she want to do this? She has one of the more popular talk shows in daytime and all this, and she does not necessarily have a music career to fall back on anymore. Not to say that she stopped learning how to sing, but, you know, music is momentum. And if you haven't had an album come out in a while, you're yesterday's news. So I'm not saying that Kelly Clarkson couldn't drop an album tomorrow and have it be a bestseller. I just mean that it's a lot harder when you haven't been doing it for a while, like a talk show for some time. But the noteworthy part of the story, now this is coming from Page Six, and they're doing this for gossip. They're doing this to really try to get, you know, this is what the TMZ and the gossipers do.
Trying to get a reaction.
They have no talent and no ability to be able to do anything themselves, so they latch on to people that actually do, and where there could be actually good reporting or good photography done by some of these individuals. No, they take the low-hanging fruit and go into that industry. I don't have any respect for any one individual, any person who works in those industries. It's a joke. It's a joke, and it doesn't work. What I hope people are taking from this story is what essentially you were saying there, Terry, that what's wrong with this? This is awesome.
Like, why is it newsworthy? Her fans might miss her, but I also think if they're her fans, they would respect a decision like that.
And completely understand. And when you're watching these daytime talk shows, you're seeing fun and all this pomp and circumstance and everything. All of that takes a lot of work. Like, it takes work to make stuff look natural. It takes work to make things look easy and smooth. And I'm not saying that she's working as hard as a construction worker out there or anything like that, but you only know your own life and what you're doing. And if it's taking time away from her kids and that's bugging her, that's all that I needed to hear. Like, hey, more power to you, Kelly. Go do your thing. The other part of this, too, and everything I said about momentum is 100% true in the music industry. At the very same time, it isn't as if her talent's going anywhere. If she wants to take a break from her career, be a mom for a while, and then maybe when the kids are older and she jumps back into the game, more power to her to do that.
Yeah, and it doesn't, I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter what anybody thinks.
Nope.
I mean, she's very intelligent. I mean, I think we've usually established that. She's entrepreneurial. She knows what she's doing. She wouldn't make this decision if she couldn't make it happen.
Replace the entertainment industry with any other industry, and nobody would blink an eye at this.
Yeah.
She made her money. She's made good money. She's been smart with that money, and she has the ability to do this. That I would encourage anybody in the world to be able to do that, no matter what world you're in or industry you're in or anything. More power to her.
Yeah, good for her.
Want to remind everybody that just in a couple of hours, the new WFHR newsletter will be dropping. Be sure to sign up and check it out. We encourage you to sign up and be the one-stop shop. blah, blah, blah. Take two. One, two. It's your one-stop shop. Got it. For all Central Wisconsin news, local news matters. Local radio matters. We are here to continue that mantra, to repeat that over and over again. Every minute we have on these airwaves matters to our community. Nobody is able to report from this community like us. And I'm not even just talking about us. I'm talking about even the rest of civic media. I'm talking about every radio station, every company in the state of Wisconsin. Nobody can cover this area like people that are literally living in this area. Nobody can talk about this area or give you ideas of what to do with this area than us. And I don't mean just us. I don't mean us at WFHR. I mean us, the collective us. All of you out there listening, all of you people in this community, you help make this happen. We encourage you to sign up for it. Support your local radio, support your local journalists, support your local news, and support your local businesses and nonprofits, because that's another thing we're trying to do with this newsletter, is promote United Way and our Humane Society and other individuals. Cover stories that not everybody's covering or unable to cover because reporting has been shredded. Almost every medium has been. This is our job, and we take it very seriously. We want to be your place to go when you're wondering what's going on in this area. Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, Plover, Port Edwards, boom, WFHR. That's where you go, and it's right in that newsletter for you. And we're able to do that because we have an amazing team doing some amazing reporting. Whether we're talking about the sports that Michael's covering, broke news yesterday about the new Lincoln High School football coach. Laura bringing you an angle on powerlifting that so many of our listeners have been enjoying and following along with. The great reporting that Terry Barr and Brittany have been doing. Having Chuck's been doing some journalism and reporting over there and everything. That's been fantastic. And all of this, of course, by executive producer of the newsletter, Melissa Kay, in the work she's doing on it. You don't have to take my word for it, everybody. Go ahead and sign up for the newsletter. It's going to show up in your inbox right at noon. You don't like it? You don't have to keep taking it. But I promise you, you are going to want it to keep showing up in that email box of yours every Thursday at noon. It is your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news. I want to send a shout-out to a lot of our listeners out of state. I've heard from some people in the last couple of weeks that don't live in the area anymore but still wonder what's going on around here. And the newsletter is right there for them. So they've been able to sign up that way. Get to WFHR.com, sign up for the newsletter, and keep in mind there's a little bit of a section there where you can add some comments. If there are stories you'd like to see us cover or things that you would like more of, or hey, you just want to tell us, hey, good job, nice work, we always appreciate that. Get to WFHR.com, sign up right now. Speaking of Melissa, here's her news. We got some sports for you as well from our friend Mike, and we're going to take care of our partners, all that right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio, Terry and James hanging out with you. Such a 90s beat. Oh, that is such a 90s beat. Every 90s kid just immediately got back in their groove. This is an interesting one, Terry, because times are tough. That really could be said a lot of different times of a lot of different decades. But, you know, prices have gone up for a lot of different things. Comedian is making jokes about eggs. You know, that's just kind of what we're doing right now.
Hey, I bought eggs yesterday and they were $2 cheaper a dozen than they were a couple weeks ago.
Right on.
So, I mean,
thank you for telling me that, because I've got a stock of eggs that I've been buying like gold. And no, I'm not done that. So we thought we'd help out a little bit. Here are a few grocery shopping tips that can help you save a little coin. I did not pre-read this, but I will say right away, I think one of the first things we learn when we live on our own and we're buying our own food and everything, don't shop hungry. I just don't feel like that's ever ends well for me. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself here, but I just never feel like it ends well.
Yeah. So, you know, the other thing for me, and it drives me nuts usually if someone else from my house is with me, is, you know, I'm like, why is that in the cart? Oh, well, because I might make blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with if we meal prep and you're buying for the whole week or, you know, the 2 weeks or whatever. But I also am like, yeah, well, the someday you're going to make it, then come to the store and buy the stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yes, I'm not spending an extra $100 on stuff that we might use.
100%. So right away, and these aren't in any particular order, try to skip everything in the middle of the store. It's a lot of snacks and filler. The produce, meats, dairy, and eggs are all around the outside walls.
That is true.
Huh?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the placement is true. Yeah, I'm not sure I can skip the aisles, but that placement is...
You know,
legit.
I worked in a grocery store for a couple of years, and I kind of hadn't thought about that. That's
interesting. I think it's just placement of the cool containers is what it is. But that is interesting.
Make a list and stick to it. And this is from Pam Maloff. This is from my mother.
Also
this
from Terry Johns.
Yes. It's good. It's old, but it works. It's so smart. The impromptu things are where you get in trouble.
You know, in the day of COVID, and I'm so sick of talking about that, but that was one thing, like ordering, and I know many people still do it. I don't anymore, but I did during that time, you know, like order grocery pickup, where you'd order it and then you just go pick it up. I spent a lot less money because I only ordered what I was planning to, you know what I mean? Like I didn't sit on their app and just like scroll and scroll and scroll.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas you see something when you go in, you know, on an end cap or whatever. So, I mean, that was good. I know a lot of people still do the order and pick up. It's just a little more convenient. But for me, there's still something about going in the store.
Yeah. Shop around at your nearby grocery stores until you figure out which one has the best prices. I know for a lot of people, they'll get this at this store and this at this store.
Yeah, I was going to say that's my problem. I don't know that I find like straight lowest value on everything. It's like, oh, well, these 10 things are cheaper over here and 5 things are cheaper over there. So it depends. For me, it depends on time.
Time and, you know, this is my father pumping up in my head here, but, you know, how much you're spending on gas, you know? I know that my little brother at one point, like, he wanted, I can't remember what it was, but he was just out of high school. He wanted to go up the point to get something, and my dad's like, okay, because it's cheaper up there, huh? He's like, yeah, it's a lot cheaper up there. How much are you spending on gas, Nick? Like, you know, and all this and everything. And
you don't think about that part.
Right. If we're talking budget, you know, it affects your whole budget. So.
You know, I will say, though, there are some things that I just have favorites at certain locations.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to go do all the locations at the same time, but there are certain places where produce is fresher, in my opinion, or better.
Yeah.
Certain other places where I'll buy meat, some places where I'm like, not buying meat there. You know, like so there is some of that.
Buy the generic brands. A lot of times you can get more for cheaper and it still tastes the same. Even if you don't do it on a consistent basis, give them a try. You know, I think for every product that you may like, okay, I can taste the difference. This isn't working for me. You might come across a product you're like, wow, I don't notice any difference. And wherever you can save a couple bucks, that's what this is all about.
Or you might be using stuff like for prepping something. You know what I mean? Like if let's say you're making a soup or something. Well, maybe you can use the off-brand parts that are all going to be cooked together versus, you know, when you're just having something straight up. And, you know, you've also probably heard like the whole, I don't know, maybe like I'm just going to throw canned vegetables under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
But that a lot of times they're canned in the same facility and just a different label gets put on, you know, so I don't know. Yeah. I guess whatever you think is best, but it is an opportunity to save some dollars.
There's a canned tomato out there listening like, come on. Like,
I mean, you know, what's funny, though? That is one thing where I have noticed a difference, like tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Some are significantly sweeter than others.
Yep. There are a couple of brands, not to throw anybody under the bus. There are a couple of brands, if you look at the ingredients, they put sugar in there. I personally would avoid those. Not only do they're fake flavor, but they take away from what you're going for. If you're going for that... that acidic, that
savory kind of,
sugar takes away from that. But same thing with pizza, by the way. If you're ordering pizza and there's a pizza place out there that's putting sugar in their marinara, that ain't for me. That,
yeah,
you know, teach their own, but that ain't for me.
I always notice that. Like, they're just labeled sauce, right? But you can pick up 4 different ones, and actually none of them taste the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might be a taste preference.
Here we go. Eat a big meal before you go to the store. You'll do less impulse buying. Yeah, we kind of covered that one. Yeah. make sure to check the cost per ounce. Sale prices are confusing sometimes and not always the cheapest option.
I do agree with that. Some things I'll do that with, not everything. But sometimes, you know, like, let's say, I don't know, maybe like laundry detergent. It might be cheaper to actually buy the little bit smaller one than the big one that's on sale or vice versa. But yeah, sometimes I do that.
I don't really, maybe I need to do that more. I don't think I've done that very much. Meal plan based on what will spoil first. Less food waste means more money in your pocket.
Yeah, fair.
Makes sense. Yeah. If you can afford it, buy all your non-perishable food items in bulk. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I never understood bulk buying. I never, you know, I didn't grow up with that, and I didn't, and to be honest, I never had the income to be able to do that. But my Aunt Deb does that a lot, and I noticed, you know, being around her a bit more and seeing some other people that buy in bulk. If you can work it for certain products like toilet paper or paper towels and these things, that seems to be a real, like, for the people that can, really works out for them.
Well, and I think too, like my sister, I mean, they have four kids, and when they imagine like three teenage boys at once. I mean, you know, it's like for them, it always made sense. But I might tag along, like, you know, to a Sam's Club or somewhere like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I could buy the stuff, but I don't know that I'd, like use it through. So there's some things that I'll get, but just in general, I agree. I'm not a great bulk buyer.
In the aisles, look high and low. The most expensive stuff is usually the easiest to see and reach. So maybe you do a little bit more looking. You might find the things that are a little more affordable.
I'm trying to just not get run over by another cart.
Right, yeah. Certainly certain places.
Keep your eyes on the driving lane.
Here's a tip. Make the aisles bigger.
Like, or here's a tip. Just keep right.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, just...
Yes.
Bah.
Shop your pantry first is our final tip on here. Shop your pantry first and clean out your fridge. A lot of times you can find something to put together. No better way to save money than to eat the food you already have.
I mean, true. Fair enough.
It's a great point.
Another thing, you know, to that point, though, of, you know, you might already have the stuff and you just don't realize it, is... And I realize that this sounds a little anal, but like rotating your pantry. So when you go to buy stuff, put the new stuff behind. So you do use those things and you don't find yourself in a position where, whatever, things are expired or you're not going to use it, or you bought it that one day when you were really hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. This is
now use it.
I mainly ran into this in college, but I'm actually seeing it a little bit more in adults nowadays and everything. You're frustrated with this, you're frustrated with that. Okay, what are you doing to kind of like meet it halfway or counter it or what have you? Because if you're just sitting there on your hands and complaining, I get it, but that's not going to really accomplish a lot. You got to kind of work for these things. You want to save a couple bucks, sometimes you got to work a little harder for it, and that means checking out your fridge and maybe clearing it out and everything. That's something you got to do anyway. So might as well get it out of the way, and you might find something for dinner tonight and save yourself a couple of bucks that way. And that all adds up. I don't know that we hit on anything necessarily groundbreaking, but I think that this collectively is very helpful and hopefully helps you out there.
Isn't it funny, though? I think the old go-to on this topic, though, is don't shop when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Like, I think everybody just goes there.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a good note. So the great place to start for sure. Terry and I will take a time out. We'll come back, and we're going to wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you, wrapping up the show for the day. Going to take you right to the top of the hour. Got some fun stuff to get into while we're at it. I want to jump into our schedule in a moment here, but first, we got a belated birthday to mention. Now, I do want to remind our audience that we take these live, and we would love you to get them to us in the segment if you're able to. If you're going to call in a birthday early when we're not on the air live, it's probably going to go to voicemail, and it might be a day or two late. So we encourage you to email us, direct message us on our Facebook pages, or call up during the segment so we can get it in there then. But hey, if this is how you got to do it, that's fine too.
And we want you to get in on the El Cafe drawing.
Yes. Right?
So,
yes.
I mean, if you let us know the day before. But all that being said, we do have an important birthday of today to announce.
Yes. Want to wish Bob Oligny a happy birthday today. Happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday, Bob. Hope it's a great day.
Yes. Enjoy the day, Bob. And thanks a lot for getting us that birthday. We appreciate it. And we'll mention Bob again tomorrow. Get that in there one more time. I want to remind everybody that we have got this Civic Media Break into Spring Text to Win contest going on. We have just one more day of this today. Well, today and tomorrow. So we got a day and a half.
Wrapping it up.
Yeah. Be listening at the top of the 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours for a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app. Get in on the winning and get in on the possibility of winning this grand prize from our friends over at Verlo, this awesome mattress set. It's fantastic. Jane and Greg will have your next word for you in the 11 o'clock hour. Be listening for that. And then later today at 1 and 4. And we'll do it one more time tomorrow at 7, 11, 1, and 4. Big thank you to all of our sponsors and everybody out there that have been a part of this and that have downloaded that app. And again, listen for Jane and Greg coming up. Not only are they going to get you ready for the noon hour and some fun stuff, but they'll have that keyword for you. A little bit later today during Midday Magazine, we got a great one lined up for you. In part one, Kathy Brock's going to join us. We're going to talk about Central Wisconsin's 8th annual campaign for underwear and socks, the Bobby Socks event. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. UW Extension, hopefully going to be joining us in part two. We're looking forward to that. We also, of course, got some other great things going on in our area. Today is a Thursday. That means our friends at Focus have their neighborhood meals available. That'll be going on at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Meals are served on Thursdays, 4:30 to 5:45. Dining room is going to open at about 4:15. You can enter through the pantry doors. Want to send a big shout out to Sparhawk Trucking. That is not in my notes. I'm just doing that personally because I know the story of them opening up their doors to Focus and sharing some of the space over there. Sparhawk's a great business. They could use that space, but they know that it's better used by Focus, and that's putting into your community. That's really well done. We appreciate them for that and appreciate all of the great volunteers and workers over there at a part of Focus and doing some great important work in our community. Again, the community meals are available today over there at 2321 West Grand Avenue. Get on over there about 4-ish, and you'll be seated about 4:30. Our great friend Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor are going to be at it today at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Join them every first and third Thursday of the month from 2 to 4 over at 2651 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Donations are accepted for the musicians. Otherwise, it's free admission. And one of the better musicians you're going to hear and really MCs is Pete. It's awesome. Check that out.
They've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wonderful people over there. Speaking of wonderful people, our good friends over at Family Natural Foods got a great presentation going on April 8th at 5 o'clock, Digestive Health and Cleansing. Learn from the awesome mind of Dr. Tracy of Vital Planet. She will be discussing all things digestive health and cleansing. She did such a good job, they're bringing her back. And this is a really fun presentation, a really great opportunity to learn more about you and your body and asking these things face to face. Dr. Tracy makes this topic very organic and natural to talk about. I encourage you to make time to check out this presentation going on April 8th, next Tuesday, right? Tuesday at 5 o'clock over at Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And did want to mention again, a big thank you to Denise from the South Dakota County Humane Society for joining us. Big shout out to them. Find out more about Dyson and all the other great pets over there at 3621 64th Street North. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. And be sure to check out their Facebook page and Instagram and, of course, their webpage, SWCHS.com. Sign up for that newsletter. Got a new edition dropping in just a couple of hours. Get to WFHR.com. Sign up for that newsletter. Appreciate everybody doing that. And Terry, wanted to just touch base with the United Way one more time before we wrap up today and remind everybody, you got such great stuff coming up.
Yeah, and we've got a lot going on right now. So I do want to just remind everybody, if you bought a calendar raffle ticket from us, those drawings started on Tuesday. And so we're announcing those winners every day at 11 a.m. And it is announced on our Facebook as well as on our website. So if you bought a raffle ticket, you'll want to pay attention and see if you get drawn to win. So that's something cool going on for April. Also in the month of April, we are doing a book drive for new and gently used children's books to be given away at our Great Book Giveaway in June. So if you have books that you'd like to donate, those can be dropped off at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. Also coming up on April 17th is our Shred Day. So that, you know, is really awesome. That starts at 9 a.m. at Prevail Bank. If you have sensitive documents at home that you'd like shredded, you can do that for free for a limited amount. And then after that, it's a $5 donation per box. And the donation goes straight to United Way. And then, you know, James, another cool thing is at the end of the month, we are meeting with all, this is kind of scary to say this because we just finished, but we're meeting with our company coordinators that help run the United Way campaign at their location. So we'll be meeting with some of those folks to get feedback and input so that when we're, you know, we're already like, in the early stages of planning, but as we continue to plan, you know, we have an opportunity to get feedback from those who are doing the work in the workplaces. And then last but not least, and I leave at least because nobody likes it, but tax day is right around the corner. So you can file your taxes for free by visiting our website, uwswac.org. So if you have not filed your taxes and your household income was $84,000 or less last year, you can file for free. Again, visit our website, click on My Free Taxes, and then it's one more click and you are in. Mobile friendly, laptop friendly. Yeah. So, I mean, it really couldn't be easier. You just need to gather up your documents. You also can start, save, and leave it and come back.
It's such a great feature.
You know, you don't have to do it all in one sitting. Or maybe you're like, oh, wait a minute, I did have another W-2 or, you know, whatever it might be. So encourage people to utilize that service that is brought to you absolutely free by United Way.
It's so easy, a radio announcer can use it. Go ahead and check it out, everybody.
And he does.
Yeah, yes, I do. I use it every year. I have been, last 7 years, I've been using it. A couple of good stories of the day wanted to touch on, but before I do, again, reminder that the United Way is there for you. Reach out to them if you need. 211 is always a great service. And bookmark their webpage, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media. Their Facebook page, share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise, and help that algorithm get back to where it should be. World Good Stories, a 16-year-old in Cleveland named Tyler Soden saved a woman and two kids from a house fire on Friday. He grabbed a ladder and got them all down the roof. One of the kids was a 10-month-old baby. Tyler's dad wasn't home when it happened. He told the reporter he's proud of his son for stepping up. I don't know if Tyler broke curfew. I don't know. No, I'm kidding about it. Wild story.
Yeah.
I saw that last over the weekend. I couldn't believe it. That was incredible. A small community near Minneapolis has been invaded by dozens of bald eagles, but no one's complaining. They think it's great. State officials say bald eagle numbers in general have been up over the past few years. Well, we could have told you that. We got a great nest right in front of us.
We've got some by us, too. Yeah, that's awesome.
I just, as you were talking earlier, I have to admit, one of them flew over.
Isn't it and fun
I just
to watch? I know.
I am distracted by them every day.
When we were kids, you never, you know what I mean? Like, it was rare to see them, and yes. Now it's just so cool to be able to see them all the time.
Great show. Thanks for hanging out, Terry.
You bet.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.